The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Menachot, Daf Chav Dalet. Today is the Nisan Roshot Avraham Ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe Ben Luna, Rifuah Shema Abraham, Miki Ben Jamie. We begin today's Daf Chav Gimel Amud Bet. We are starting on the bottom, two lines at the bottom. Last word on the line. Ki Salik Nafkana. When Nafkana came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechtinu, Ashkechinu, Lebnei Rabbi Chiya. He saw the sons of Rabbi Chiya, the Yatve v'Ka'amle. They were sitting in the yeshiva, and they were asking, Esaron, that's the mincha. You have Esaron, a flower. What they do? Shehleko v'nicho b'kisa. You split the Esaron into two half Esronim, and you put it in a bisa. Bisa is a vessel. That's the vessel they used to make the belila. That's what they used to mix the mincha. Now, you put it in the vessel, half Esaron over here. If Esaron, they're not touching each other. He went to the mikveh, but he didn't wait till sunset yet. He touched one of the half of the Esaron. Mao, what's the din? Does the other one become Tameh as well? The question is going to be, since it's in the same keli, maybe the keli is mitzaref, the whole item to be considered one. What do we say? No. So it says, Ki tenan kli mitzaref masha betucho. Yeah, we did learn that in Hagigah, that the kli is mitzaref. It makes everything like one. That's le kodesh. For kodesh, for example, let's say if Tevulyom touched a piece of meat of kodesh, maybe that's only when the pieces of meat themselves are touching each other. But maybe when they're not touching each other, or maybe that doesn't matter. Even if they're not touching each other, keli makes it like it's one. If one second it's no geya. Even if you touch one part of the esaron, the other part of the esaron become tameh as well. Amar lehu ihu. So he answered back of Kana, answered the sons of Rabbi Chiya, Mi tenan kli mehaber. Does it say kli mehaber? Say the word mehaber. Mehaber means it joins them together. Kli mitzaref tenan. Mitzaref is combines. Kol dehu, which means, and under all circumstances, it doesn't say that the kli makes the pieces of meat touching each other. It says the kli is mitzaref. It combines everything as one, implying even if it's not touching, the kli makes it siruf. And if even if you touch part of it, the other one is going to become tameh. So now the Gemara has another question. Hoshit b'nei Chiya. Now ask another question to Rav Kana. Hoshit echad lebenehem. Mahu. Okay, I have half Esaron over here, half Esaron, same keli. And what did I do? In between, I put another Hasi Esaron, let's say. Now that's an extra item. I don't need that in the keli. The Hasi Esaron, to the right, to the left, that's the Minha. I put an extra item in between.
Touching?
It's not touching. Nothing's touching. And what did I do? Now I touch the middle item. By touching the middle item, do I say the other two are Tameh? I could argue and say, well, this got nothing to do with it. This is not part of the minha. So maybe the kli is not mitzaref, only things that it needed to be in the keli. But extraneous items are not going to be part of the siruf. So the Gemara says, Amariu, tzarich likli, kli mitzarfo. And tzarich likli, and kli mitzarfo. That's what he answered him. Only things that are tzarich likli, the minha proper. But this extra item that you put in the middle, it's tzarich likli. You know, it's going to be in the first place. So by touching it, it's not going to affect the stuff around it. Here's another question. Hoshit tevul yom et etzba'o b'nehem mahu. You have the two asir in between, in the keli. The guy stuck his finger, the tevul yom, in between, airspace. He didn't touch anything. He just stuck his finger, it's within the walls of the keli, in between. It's going to make it tameh. Amalehu en echad davash mitameh me'abiro ela kli heres bilvad. We have the rule that only a earthenware vessel is mitame me'aviro, is from the airspace. But all other kelim, like a metal keli of the minha, is only mitame when you actually make a nigia. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss questions that Rav Kahana asked Rav Chiya, Bnei Rav Chiya. Hadar ihu be'aminayu. Now he came to Rav Kahana and asked questions from them. Ma'u likmos mizeh alzeh. You have the two Hasi Esronot in the same keli. I want to take kumitz from this half, Ama Yotze, which means Tziruf de Oraita Omed Rabbanan. You tell me that the kli is mitzaref. If you tell me that this is a Torah lo deklis mitzaref, that means min haTorah is considered all touching. Therefore, when I take comments from half of it, it's like I'm taking comments from the whole of it. Therefore, it's okay. But if you tell me that this is only midrabanan lo, so therefore min haTorah it's really not mitzuraf. Therefore, if I take comments from this min haTorah, I really take a comment because really it's not connected min haTorah. So he's really asking him, this siruf that you're talking about, is it min haTorah siruf? And therefore, if I take from one half, it's considered if it was, it's combined. Therefore, it's a good comment or not. That's the question that can ask Ben Rabbi Chaya. Amru lo, zu lo shama. So the truth is, we didn't hear an answer to that exact question. Can you say, Moshe, we heard something similarly, which is really the Mishnah that we learned to have Gima. The Tan, shte menachot shelo nikmesu. You have two menachot, no kibitza was taken. Vinit arevu, zu bizu. And they got mixed up in a keli. Okay? Im yachod ikmos mizu b'fne atzma. Mizu b'fne atzma. Which means, if let's say they're separate, where I can take comments from one, I can take comments from another, kesherot, ve'im lav, but let's say I cannot take from each one separately, pesulot. So the Gemara says, ki yachol likmot miya kesherot. But what? When I can make a kimitza from each one separately, it's okay. So the Gemara says, amai, which means each one of the menachot is separated into two harakim. Which means you have the chelik that's ra'uli kemitza, and you have part of it is mixed with, they're touching each other. So part of the mincha is touching, but there is a part that you can make the kemitza from separately. So the Gemara says, had the me'arev, had lo naga, which means the part that's attached to the other mincha is not connected to the kemitza, and still the Mishnah says it's okay. And therefore you see what? That when you take a kemitza from one chelik of the mincha, it helps for the chelik even though it's not touching. Let's read again. You have, let's give the props. You have two menachot. Okay, two menachot, they got children in a keli. They're touching each other in a keli. So you have flour mixed with flour here. But I can still make a kemitza from each one separately. Because they're not totally mixed. So I said, if you can make a kemitza from this one, make a kemitza from that one. No problem. Now, even though not all of the flour of this item is touching, because
some of it is in there.
Some of it is in here. Some of the flour is still in the other item, so it's not. It's mixed in here now. It's not. So it's chaser. You cannot make kimitza from something that's chaser. And still, we say what? It's okay. So what do you see from that Mishnah? Yep. That even though the flour is not touching, the kli, so to speak, must be mitzaref the menachot, and therefore they're all considered one. They're all considered touching each other. So therefore, from that, he wanted to answer the question. The students of the sons of Rivaya wanted to say that even if it's not touching, you can take him inside. His question was like this. His question was like this. They're separate. So he wants to know, I'm taking from this hasi asaron, can it be a full kumen? Is this considered combined? He said, well, when you have the menachot combined, and you told me in the Mishnah, you can take a kumen something respectively, even though not all the flour of this mincha is touching the mincha, because some of it got mixed up in there. So it's not, as soon as you say it's okay, so it must be the klish mitzaref to make everything one. Amar Rava, Dilma Begushin, Hamchodlakin, Ha'asuyin, Kemasrek. He said, who told you? You learned the Mishnah Pashut like this. Who told you it's talking about it like this? Where you have two minahot side by side to each other, just piles of minha next to each other. Maybe this is talking about over here where it's made like a masrek. Masrek, I guess, is like a fork, or like a rake, or a comb. Which means, the two minahot that are next to each other are in the shape of like a comb. You probably have a picture on the side, the Shtamiku Bits on the side. Right, that's what's probably coming from. Now, Amifurim Mitzad Echad Ach Mechoberet Matzad Hasheni, which means they're connected from one side and they're separate from another side. Behelik and Nifrad Mamincha Akadid Yeshur Kedei Komets. Nimsa Shehelik Mikol Mincha Rodek Misa Avshu Nifrad Mincha Akadid Nogeya Bishara Mincha Shel Atzmo. Vimkin Ena Mishnah Kol Ra'yalin, which is the whole mincha is touching each other. And there, what's the case? Let's say, what, like this? All pieces that are next to each other. And what? And the next one's also touching each other like this. So therefore, basically, even if I'm taking from this comments over here, it's all touching. We taught the case where it's mixed in. It's not mixed in. It's two items that are together, and there's enough. I don't want to say go. It's mixed like a masnik. Let's read that she's last one.
Touching like this, maybe these are two, like these are the first.
Yeah.
Meaning where one ends, the other one starts.
Correct. There's no overlapping of it. That's what I'm saying. There's no overlap. That's basically what I'm saying. The gushin. Yeah. So, like, say like that. They're touching each other. So that's what's called me'urav. Me'urav doesn't mean me'urav mamash, like me'urav. That's like, you see the picture has it like something like that. Does she have a lashon? Look at that she has. She's like masrik. Gufem menha, the guf of the menha itself, mechodakin. They're separate in the sense you can take a comment from one side and a comment from the other side. It's like a comb. A comb, on one side it's attached, and then on top they're separate. The same thing over there. That they're touching the next mincha
by the tips,
exactly. And therefore, it's called mi'urav, but it's really not mi'urav in the sense where it's not touching the mincha itself. It's touching the mincha itself. If you have no ra'ayat, our case.
Why is it ra'ayat?
Because we want to know a case where the mincha is not touching each other. Can you take a kormitz from one part to the other? But now you tell me that the whole mincha is touching itself. I know it's mi'urav. It's mi'urav like the prongs of the fork of the comb that are touching each other. Gemara says,
if it's touching, for sure
it's good, because all the mincha is touching itself. I'm not answering that question. I want to know if the mincha are separate. If I take from this, can it cover that? Gemara says, my Ibana. Okay, by the way, what's the answer to the question? So Amarava Tashema de Tanya Behirim Mimenu. It says, and you will take from it. Mazem Mimenu. So it says Mena Mechubar. It's got to be all attached. Shelo yavi esaron b'shne kelim v'yikmotz. Okay, implying what? You cannot bring the esaron in two different kelim and a tank. So the Gemara makes the yuk. Habichli echad dumiyad b'shne kelim kamitz. Tavka to kelim. Mashen ken, if you bring it in one kelim, dumiyad b'shne kelim, meaning it's in one kelim but separate, it'll be okay. So you see what the kli is mitzaref? Deoraita. So the Gemara says, Amale Abaye. Your whole proof is what? That the Keli Echad is Dumyad the Shtek Keli. Just like Shtek Keli, which was the issue, because it's separate, only because two Keli is not good. But one Keli, Dumyad the Shtek Keli, meaning it's in one Keli but separate in the Keli itself, it'll be okay. But who told you wrong like that? Dilma, Shnei Keli, Hechidame. What's the case of Shnei Keli that we said it's no good? Kegon, Kefiza Bekaba. Okay, what's the case? What's Kefiza Bekaba? You have a vessel that's Ma'zika Kefiza. That's, let's say, three quarters of a cup. That's a shi'ur. Ha'hakuk betoch kli ha'ma'zik kab. The keli is hakuk. It's chiseled into another keli that holds a cup. V'natan hatzi esaron bekli ha'kefiza. Which means it's one keli, but inside the one keli you etched out another keli that holds a little as well. So that case is considered two kelim. That even though the two parts of the mincha, they're me'urav min lemala, which means I guess they're within the same walls. They're in the same walls of the keli. That the other smaller keli, its walls are separating it from the bottom. Lo, so I have a mini cup inside a bigger cup.
Right.
So even though it's connected within the walls itself, meaning from on top, Mashen Ken, what's going to happen? The walls of the keli itself are separating. The walls of the kifizah, the small one, are separating. I mean, it's technically within the walls from on top, because when you stick this in here like this,
it ends here.
So it's all within the same. This is filled up with minha. And I stick this in here. Also, there's minha in here.
You stick that all the way on the bottom.
Okay, so
go to the top. So the tops of
the outside and
so
the inner belly of both.
It covers the whole cup even.
The flour is...
The flour in this one went to the top?
Yeah, but this is all the way inside the cup.
Covered by that.
So therefore you want to say that on the top at least... Okay, we have to make this narrower.
Smaller.
Stick it in there. So on top at least it's...
Everything's touching.
You fill the kippis up to the top. Basically, you fill the flask, what do you call it, like a test tube. You filled it up with the menachah to the top, and you stuck it into a keli, all the way, and you immersed it into the keli. So now the menachah over here, plus the menachah on top, is touching each other. It's considered maybe one. Or maybe no. Since the flask itself, or the test tube before it, is mafsik, it has walls that are mafsik, so that's why it's no good. So that's the case of two kelim. Two kelim is no good. Why? Because it is separated by the wall of the smaller keli. However, kevan de mafsik mehaistah de kliza mitata. No. However, kli echad. Give me a case of kli echad that will be good. Kli echad dumiyad de shnei keli mechidame. Give me the case of one keli that will be good. But again, the kli has to be dome de shnei keli. Once I explain you the case of shnei keli, now we have to get a similar case. What's the case? Kegon arevata shel tanegolim. What's that? That's the bowl that the chickens drink from. That which is what? I guess there's a bowl and there's a mechitza in the it's a sectional bowl. On one side there's food, on one side there's water. And what? Afalgav de mefsekan mechitza. Even though there's a mechitza separating the two items, ha nagiya, which means the nogeya. Where the nogeya?
Top.
So therefore, in the air of the keli, in the airspace, it's a low wall. It's a low wall. They're not touching each other necessarily.
They don't have to know.
No, the wall is not all the way to the top. So in the air of the keli, they're basically united. So therefore, they have a connection of some sort. But in our case over here, so therefore, and that case will be good. That case will be good. The case is no good is what? When you have a smaller keli and a bigger keli, and you have the walls of the smaller keli separating, that's no good. Mashiachim, when you have a similar case, one keli with a wall in between, but the wall is low and therefore it's considered misudaf, the airspace, that'll be good. But our case, avalacha de lo nagiya klal tevelach, but here we're talking about it's not touching at all. Our case is about it's in a keli, and it's separate mamash. One's on one side of the keli, one's on the other side of the keli. Nothing's touching the cloud. Here, at least, in the case of the Arevav, the Tanegolet, the mamash coming up against each other, against the wall over there, right? So, even though where the wall is, that small little partition, they're not touching. But above it, meaning it's Mitzvah, there's nothing separating from it. The Aviv will call it, let's say. Mashiach, in the case where we want to know the question is, you have one keli, it's separate like this. Not touching at all. There's nothing to discuss. So you have no ra'ayah to our question. Okay. So that, till now we discussed two hatza'e esaron that were in one keli. Okay, not touching each other. Okay. Now we have a question like this. Ba'ir b'irmiya. What's the she'ela? The b'irmiya's question. Tziruf keli v'chibur mayim mahu. Okay, let's say you have two items in a keli, hatsi and hatsi. We said what? The kliz mitzareftem? Kliz mitzareftem. With too much shtei hatsai is saron there in one keli. Shnei hatsim enam nugaim ze baze. Fine. Ach echad behem mechobar al yedei mayim lehatsi is saron shlishi shemechutz lekli. Shum minha achiret.
Wow.
You have two items in a keli. Okay, they're not touching each other. Okay, you have a third keli, and you have a chatzi esaron in the third keli over here. Watch, third keli over here. And what? This is touching this.
Through water.
Through water. We'll make the case. Watch. This is touching this through water. Okay, so far so good. Which means till now we would send a case like this. We said if half of this becomes tameh, the whole thing will become tameh, because the kli is mitzaref for tum'ah. That's one keli. Now we want to know, will the tum'ah separate, or will the tum'ah come from a third kid. And one kid, if it becomes tame, the kid is misadeh for tum'ah. But now, if let's say the tum'ah is coming from a third kid, and it touches this, will it make the kelim are touching through water? Let's see the case. The bidmiyat siluf kelim yahibur ma'im. Ma'u. How to become tame? Hainu bet v'gimal. What's this? Let's go. What is aleph bet gimal? Aleph bet gimal. So hainu bet v'gimal mechubarim al yedez zerem ma'im. Okay, there's a pipe of water that's flowing through them. Okay, so what happened there? Aleph became tame. Aleph became Tameh. So we said Aleph becomes Tameh, it makes Bet Tameh, because it's in the same keli. But Bet is connected to Gimel through a pipe of water. Is Bet going to make Gimel Tameh? That's the question. Got it again? Aleph became Tameh. This is in the same keli. So for sure Bet becomes Tameh, because the keli is Metzaref the Tumah. And Bet, right, Gimel is in a separate keli. It's connected through water. So we want to know, does this connection, does this Hibur, cause Bet to make Gimel Tameh as well? That's right. That's the she'ela. So what's the she'ela? Gemara says now, kli kitenan, kli mitzaref mashu betocho the kodesh. When we said the kli is mitzaref for kodesh, hani mili the gabai. That's only for the stuff that's inside the keli. Aval the barai, lo. But to say that it's going to train for outside the keli, that's too much. Maybe only for mitzaref what's inside the keli, but not to take it outside. Or dilma kiven the mechaber, mechaber. Although, since Pama, it's attached, and everyone like it. Once the keli became tame, it can transfer to the other keli. That's the Gemara's question. Okay. The interesting lamar. If you want to tell me, kevad mechabar mechabar. If you want to tell me, yes, it's mechaber. Therefore, it's going to become tame. Chibur ma'im v'tziruf keli mahu. Okay, what's that? Even if not bet al yedeh chibur ma'im, which means the tumah starts the other way now. The tumah starts over here, outside. I mean gima, and this chibur, and it makes b tamer. What's the question? Ma'u ki tenan kli mitzaref hani milenagam begavai. Maybe I'll tell you we see the kli mitzaref only when the tumah emanates from inside the keli. However, I'm a barai lo. But when the tumah emanates from outside the keli, maybe we're not going to say that it has the ability to mitzaref everything in the keli to make tumah. Maybe it depends where the tumah starts. Or dilma lo shena. Or maybe I don't care. Which is, once you say kli mitzaref, it's a hidush. So if I, can I just say, what's the difference? Hey, there. Now we're going to say, enbo elo, hidush. Therefore, I want to know, how far are you taking it? You have an answer on these questions? Tiku. Yeah, Gemara doesn't know. Which means for sure on the same keli, no problem. But once you're getting a third keli involved or a third esaron involved, these questions are unknown to us.
Considered one.
Well, that's the thought. It's considered one because it has a chibur of mine. But is it considered one the inyan to mitameh something else is not touching it? Maybe the kli is only mitzaref things in the same keli, but not from the outside. Or even if you want to say start from the outside, maybe the tumah has the ability to go outside. Maybe it only stays inside.
But it's connected.
So what? The hadush of kli mitzaref is not touching. So maybe kli mitzaref is only mashi betocho. Who told you could say that kli betocho and whatever's touching it? Maybe in hadusho. Or maybe no. How far are you taking this shoe? That's me. How far are you taking this din of siruf? Ba'er avar esaron shechleko. You took an esaron. What did you do? You split it into two halves. V'netma echad mehem. Okay, one of them became tameh. V'nicho bebisa. Okay, not touching each other. So it was tameh outside the keli. Then you stuck half of it in the keli. The other half, which was tahor, you stuck it in the keli. V'chazar tevul yom v'naga be'oto. Tameh. Huh. And the Tevul Yom touched the Tameh item. Who's Tameh ready? Mahu. Mi'amrinan sava'le tumah olo. Get the case good. If, let's say they both came in Tahor, and Tevul Yom touched one, we say the Kli's mitzaref, that's like he touched the whole thing, and therefore, the whole thing is Tameh. Because the Kli's mitzaref for tumah. What for now? No, maybe barai from inside. But in this case is talking about now it became tame outside. Okay? Now, came to me outside, and I stuck it in the keli. Hatsize, hatsize. This is not going to be metame. This is in the same keli.
Only
when the tamudim touched it when it was in the keli, then we say it's like he touched both. But if it became tamei outside, and you put half in and half in like this, nothing happened so far. Now the tamudim went and touched the tamei item again. Do I say it was tamei already? Therefore it cannot affect the other one. Or do I say, no, he touched it, it's like he touched the other one. Maybe I'll say it's only considered the other one gets tainted. When it was tahor, now you made this one tameh, so it's like you touched something. But if it was tameh already, let me know. Or maybe no shena. Amar Rabbeinu umi amrinan sabah letumah. What do you mean sabah letumah? He's saying sabah means it's already satiated, it's already full of tumah. Do you say that law? The atina we know to the mishnah in masechet kelim. What does it say? Sadin tameh midras. Okay, what's sadin? A sheet. What do you do with a sheet? You sleep on it. Who sleeps on it? A zav or a nida. So therefore, whatever a zav or a nida sleeps on makes an avatum'ah. Because it's miyuhad for sleeping. So a sadin is miyuhad for mishkav, for lying down. So you took a sadin that a zav slept on, that was avatum'ah, the asav ilon. What did you do? You made it a curtain. You made it like a door, an entrance to go into the door. Tahor min midras. That's it. It becomes tahor from midras tumah. Midras is the tumah of zav, and therefore it's not an avat tumah anymore. It cannot be mitameh adam and kelim because it's not made for shechiva anymore. Only things that are made for shechiva are tameh midras. Once you turn the sadin into a curtain, you change the idea of the item. Aval tameh magam midras, which means it can become tameh from Magam Midras, which means if the Midras touched it, so the Midras is an Av, so the Av will make it a Rishon, therefore this Vilo can be Mitameh Adam Vekelim. Rishon is Mitameh Adam Vekelim. So it can be on a lower level. Midras is Avatuma. And whatever the Midras sleeps on becomes Avatuma like it. If the Zav, who's a Midras, the Zav is a Midras. If the Zav sleeps on a sheet which is Omed Vishchiva, the sheet becomes an Avatuma like the Zav itself. Now I turn it into a curtain, so now it's not an Omed Vishchiva. So it's Mitameh Rishon. If the Zav touches it, the Zav is an Av, touches the curtain, it comes a Rishon. Rishon give Mitameh Adam Vekili. Okay, fine.
Loses everything when you hang it.
Oh, so Gemara says.
Second time, that's what I'm saying.
What are you asking?
Not the second time, the Rishon is touching.
No. The Zav is doing all the touching here. The Zav lie down on the sheet. As long as it's a sheet, as a din of a midras, that becomes avatumah. If you took the sheet and you said it's not a sheet anymore, now it has a din of a curtain, so it's not an ayin mes omid shchiva. So it's metame now, not tumat midras of an av, it's tumat rishon.
You say not necessarily that Zav touched it again.
Not that it's touched again. Now.
No, it downgraded.
It downgrades to a different, to a lower level. Amar Rabbi Yosef, be'ezim midras nagaze, which means be'ezim midras nagaze. Which type of midras that you're telling me it got touched by that it's going to become a rishon? Which means, who told you that? Like your question. Who touched it? Zav touched it again? It says, which Zav touched it? Now don't tell me the Zav that already touched it. The Zav touched it when he was lying on it. So you're going to tell me, well, now that you put it up there as a curtain, so it's like the Zav touched it, the touching that's in it is going to turn it into a Rishon. It's the original touching. Maybe you tell me that. No, it cannot be. Because that Tum'ah is inside. That's called Tum'at Bet Astarim. Tum'at Bet Tum'ah that's inside cannot be Metameh. Otpam, which means the sheet was on the bed. The Zav came sat on it. No one's arguing. It's Avatuma. Okay? So, why don't you take the sheet off the bed and you hang it up as a curtain? Now it becomes a Rishon. Who touched it? The Zav didn't come back and touch it. Just a magic, it turns to a Rishon. What happened? A Zav didn't touch it again. Also, you want to tell me, it's from the original touching. Now that you moved it, that touching turns into a Rishon. No. That touching is gone. That is called Tum'at Betasri. That Tum'at is inside the sheet already. That Tum'at cannot be Metameh now, again, to turn into a Rishon. It's got to be an external Tum'at that's coming, not a Tum'at Betasri. It says Ela Shiim Nagabu Azavta Memagaza, meaning if the Zav touches it again, that's what it means. Like your question, meaning the Zav touched it again when it was a curtain. You're not relying on the original Tumah. Gemara says, wait, Ki Nagabu Azav Miyatame Afidu Libisof Amai Lema Savale Tumah, which means, what are you talking? He slept on it already. When he slept on it, it's an Av. Now you're telling me when you turn it into a curtain and he touches it, it becomes a Rishon. What are you talking? Sabale Tuma. It already is satiated with Tuma. It's already filled with Tuma. And still you're telling me that no, that even though it's filled with Tuma, because it's on an Av level, that when he touches it when it's a curtain, it becomes what? It becomes Tame again. It becomes Tame now as a Rishon. That means we don't say Sabale Tuma. Go back to the point. You wanted to tell me a case where the Saron is in the keli. Okay? It came in Tameh. As if it's Saron. The William touched it. Says, Savale Tumah. It's satiated already. Therefore, this Tumah cannot affect the other item. It's already full. So you don't say this about full. Because when the Zav slept on the sheet, isn't it completely tamir?
It's
av.
Change the use.
Yeah, I agree. I changed the use, but it doesn't matter. Wait. Wait. Before you get to that, we're assuming that that's not the issue. We're assuming he touched it. The tumah's there. But now I'm hung it on the curtain. I'm assuming now it's filled with tumah still. Okay. Now what happened? The zav touched it. The zav touched it. Rishon. What's Rishon? It's already savale tumah. Eliyasi, we don't say savale tumah. We say that why you can be mitameh something again. So Amar le umimai dehai sheim nagabu azav lematar midras. Who told you that the case was talking about where the midras slept on the sheet and made it an av and then touched it again? Dilma mikame midras. Maybe it's before he did it. All it's saying is when it's on the sheet, it potentially can become tamer av, but it didn't become tamer. It can become tamer, but it didn't. Then you turn it into a curtain. Now it's become Tamei Rishon. Who told you that it had Tum'ah already? The Havya Tum'ah Hamura Al Tum'ah Kala, which means right. Dilma Mekameh Midrash Shema Kamer Rabbi Yosef Shenagaz Abzin Lefnes Shenetma'ah Midrash, which means Shainu Shenagabo Tila V'Agach Shakav Alav. Which is like this. Nagabo Tehila. He touched it. That's the point. He touched it first. First he slept on it, then he touched it. Now, even if it's a sheet, if he touches the sheet, it's nothing. It becomes a Rishon. Because only when he sleeps on it. So he made it a Rishon. Then he slept on it. Slept on it. He had more Tumah on it. He made it more into a Ava Tumah. The Havya Tumah Hamura Al Tumah Kala. Oh. That already, you're able to add Tum'ah Hamura to Tum'ah Kala. Go slow. Therefore, the Tum'ah Shiriyah can go on the Rishona. I have to fit it into the words. But I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to tell me that I had the Sadin. Right? It was a sheet. What did the Zav do? He touched it. Okay, touching it is Tumah Kala. It's Rishon. And then what did he do? He lied on it. Now it can upgrade it to Tumah Zeh. Yeah, but that's not what it says. B'mikreze il mashasin sava. Shekeva chutumah shne hamura adanu tumah mekoma. Continue. Aval hacha tiidi vidi Tumah Kala. Lo. But in this case over here, it's the same Tumah Kala. It's the same item. You satiated it with Tumah Kala. Now you're doing it again with Tumah Kala. Therefore, maybe I'll say it is satiated. Okay, but how do you fit that into the words? How do you fit that into the words? The words of the Beraita was what? When the Mishnah, Midras Va'asa'av Vilon. Yeah, but so what? Which means you touched it, it became a Rishon. You lied down to it, it became an Av. And then what, you put it as a Vilon?
Yeah.
So what's the deal?
Rishon again.
You got
to
do
the
app.
What does it have to do
with the question? Which is bottom line, you touched it when it was a light tumah, then you touch it. And when I was just answering, Don't tell me that it got satiated. You went from a lighter tumah to a higher tumah.
You changed the tumah.
Yeah, but here,
it is satiation.
You have
room for.
You have room. That's the point. That's why it's nothing to do with satiation. There's room. But in our case is talking about, it was satiated already, and you touched it at the same level. Who says it's going to work in that case? It doesn't do anything. And now the case is like this: you had the sheet on the bed, the zav came, you touched it. Rishon, okay, no problem. Is it filled yet? Is it satiated? Of course not. Now what happened? He lied on it. Oh, now that's tumah. Hamura, no problem. It's now you took the sheet, made it a vilon. Oh, he made it a vilon. It loses the tumah hamura. Then Anusha becomes back to tumah of Rishon. But you cannot bring this as a raya that something that's satiated can become more tameh.
Because it was tameh light
and then it became tameh hamur. We want to talk about a case where it was the same level tumah. For example, the two esronim, hasi esron in the keli. You touched it, it became the tamet vulyom before it went in the keli. Then tamet touched it again. That's a very sabaya. So Yehuda says, wait. Yehuda says, if you want to learn like that, you have a problem. Why? Ela, I bring you the ayam mesefa. What's the case? The case back to the case of sefer tumah. Modere biyuse b'shne sadinim. Oh, you have two sheets. Hamekupalim. Shnei sadinim hamekupalim, what, they folded up? Umunachim ze al ze. Oh, two sheets that are on top of each other. V'yashav zav alehim. The zav sat on them. He's only touching the top one. Sha'ilyon tameh midras. V'atachton tameh midras. Umagam midras. The first one that he sat on is tameh midras, because he's sitting on it. It's a cushion. It's all meant for Shekhiva. The bottom one is Tameh Midras. I guess because he sat on it. Now the rule of the Midras is, by the way, even if there's 10 mattresses, when he sits on the top one, all of them become Tameh. But the Hiddush is, and it's also Tameh Magam Midras. Because it's touching the top one. Which means it's touching the Av of the first sheet. Therefore, it becomes... I'll tell you. You have two sheets on top of each other. He sits on the top one. This one for sure becomes an avatuma. The second one becomes an avatuma as well. Okay, hold up. Now, the second one becomes tameh as well. Rishon. Because it's magamidas. It's touching an av. It's touching the top one. Now, what are you talking about? How can it become more satiated? How can it become a Rishon? It's already an avatuma. Oh, amai. Lema sevale tuma. Why do you say Savale Tum'ah and therefore cannot become Sav already? So highest level means becomes a two tumor it has on it. Out plus, exactly. I can become out plus. Eli, you see what? That we don't say this concept of Savale Tum'ah. That even though there's a Tum'ah already, we can be Mosif. That's the Gemara's point. That's the Gemara's point. Hatam Bevatahat Acha Bezeh Harzeh. Different cases also. Over there, it happened bevatahat. Acha, in the case of the tum'ot that we're talking about, you sat on it. So at the time of the sitting, it's touching. So if everything happens together, so I could say both things will hit. However, acha bezeh aharzeh. But in this case over here, it goes in tameh. And now you're sticking it in tameh. Now you're doing it again. Maybe at different times we do say sabale tumah. Please, when it's all hitting at the same time, maybe I say all the tumah go in there. Tumah amura, tumah kala. Mashiach, in this case, it's tameh ready. Now you want to mosif through another action of the tumah. Touching it. Maybe it's a different action. Maybe we don't say sabale tumah in that case. And then you cannot bring the analogy. Comes again what it says. Okay, another case. Amarava. Esaron shehedleko. You took the esaron, you split it into two parts. What did you do with it? The avad echad mehen. Oh, you lost half of the mincha. The frish acher tahtav. And then you took another half, because you need to fill it up. So you took another half. The nimsav rishon. And you found the first one. So you have three halves. V'hare sheloshtan munachim bebisa. They're all in the keli now. I have the original two and the third one that you replaced. So they're one and a half in the keli. Okay. So now what? Nitma avud. if the one that got lost became Tameh, Avud V'rishon Mitztarfin, which means that one becomes Avud, get rid of it, V'rishon Mitztarfin, which means what? And the Rishon becomes Tameh as well, because the Avud is connected to the Rishon. Let's call them by numbers. Let's call them, yeah, let's call them numbers. 1, 2, 3. Okay? So you had 1 and 2 originally. Okay? 2 got lost. So you substituted 2 with 3. And then you found 2 again. So now 2 is the Avud. Okay? And 3 is the replacement. So you have 1, 2, 3. Now what happened? Tum'ah touched the Avud. So since 2 was originally connected to 1, because that was its original partner, so when you touch 2, the Kli's Mitztaref to Metameh, not only 2 which got touched, but 1 is also going to become Tameh. Yeah, because the Kli's Mitztaref, the original Minha. 3 is considered the substitute. So if you want to touch 2, it affects 1 as well. So Abud Rishon Mitztarfin. However, Mufrash in Mitztaref, which means the substitute 1, number 3, it remains Tahor. Right, Mufrash in Mitztaref. Because since that was the substitute one, it was really never part of the original Minha, so therefore, even though you touch 2, it's not going to affect 3.
Did it touch?
Yes, you touched 2. 2 will not affect 3. Why? He says, Sharim me'olam lo ufrash aminat liyot be'otam minchay ma'avud. Exactly. I never separated 3 to be connected with 2. 3 was to be connected with 1. 2 was lost. So therefore, when 2 becomes 2 and 1 were married at one time. Right? So therefore, 2 can affect 1. But when it hits 2, 2 and 3 were never married. They never had a connection between them. Because when I separated 3, 2 was lost. So therefore, by touching 2, it cannot affect 3. Understand or no? Odd power. I have Chatzias Aron and Chatzias Aron. Beautiful. We're going to call them 1 and 2. 2 got lost. So you took 3 instead. So now I have a beautiful Minha again. Now what happened? I found 2. Okay. So now I have 3 items in a keli. Now we're good. 1 keli, not touching each other, but Kli's Mitztaref, everything, we know that rule. Tum'at touch number 2, the replacement. This is going to affect 1. Because originally these 2 were a team. Correct? That was the original Minha. But 2 will not affect 3. Because 2 was never connected to 3.
3 was brought to 1.
Exactly. 3 was brought to connect to 1. 3 was not connected to 1. 2 was lost when they brought 3. So therefore, when 2 was touched, it decreased that mitzvah to make 3.
This is the extra item.
That's the extra item. So it was never really
part of
2. It was part of 1. Continue the case. You'll see now in the next case. Nitma Mufrash. What would you say without looking?
1 only.
Exactly. The Mufrash, number 3, became Tameh. Which other one in the kingdom we become Tameh with it?
1.
That's what it says. Mufrash v'rishon mitztarfin. Mufrash v'rishon mitztarfin. Abud en mitztaref. No. Nitma rishon. But rishon connected everything. Because rishon was connected to 2 and rishon became connected to 3. So therefore shenem mitztarfin. No mitztaref. That's the opinion of who? That's Rava's way of looking at it. Now we're going to give you a different way of looking at the same case. Abaye amar afilu nitma ehad mehem. I don't care which one. Either the number 2 or number 3. Nameh shineheh mitztarfin. Doesn't matter. Everything becomes tameh. Mai tama kulehu bene bikta dadade ninu. All the 3, they live in one house. They're all coming for the same minha. I don't care. He's connected to 2. He was, bottom line, you're all coming for the same minha. So the minha itself, general, is mitztaref the items. Which means, why did 1 come? For the minha. 2, of course, came for the minha. Why did 3 come? For the same minha. So you're all coming for the same purpose. You all live in the same house. Therefore, no matter which combination become tameh, it's going to be tameh the other item. That's why Abaye, more general. So he says, Rava, another case. Vechen, enyan kemitza. Okay, let's get this case of kemitza. Same story. Kamatz min ha'avud. You took kemitza from number 2. And I found everything. There's like 3 piles in the keli. I took kemitza from number 2. Shiyarav v'rishon Ne'echalim. Good. Now I have Shirayim. What happens when you take Kemitzah? The leftovers, the Kohen eats. What's considered leftovers now? So again, I was going to say, since one and two were originally married, they were connected to each other. So when I take the Kemitzah from two, so one and two become Shirayim, but this is not Shirayim. Umufrash enu ne'echal. Because really the Kemitzah that I took on two is not going to help me for number three. And therefore it's not considered Shirayim. Therefore I cannot eat it. Kamatz mina mufrash, you make the call now. I took kamatz comments from three. Mm-hmm. So what? What's going to become Shirayim?
One and three
will become Shirayim, and two is going to be out. So the one says, Shiyalav v'rishon nechalim avodeno nechal. However, kamatz mina rishon, if I took kimitzah from this, so kimitzah will matir two and three. Shineem enam nechalim. Oh, why enam nechalim? Very good. העבוד ולא שאין לכם שאלה שניהם נזקקים לקומסו של לישון להיות ניתנים באכילה, אך הקומץ אינו יכול להתיר יותן מעשרון אחד. Which is a different rule over here.
Okay.
Which means like this. If I took the comets, let's review all the cases now. If I took the comets from number two, so good. So this is fine. Because these are married, one and two are okay. So I took a comets from a complete esaron. Right, they combine. They go, I'm okay. Shirayim. If I took comets from good, if I took comets from three, so three is connected to what?
One.
So it's a complete esaron. Therefore, I took a comets. So three and one are mutarim. If I took from one, one is connected to two, and one is connected to three. Oh, now you're taking a comets for more than an esaron. I'm taking a comets for a whole. So therefore it doesn't work. So therefore such a komets will not matir these two items based on the rule that komets enu yakol datir yotin mi esaron ehan. It's more than esaron. You guys gotta get everything together. So because it's connected to both, it becomes worse. Abaye comes along and says, Amar Abaye, afilu kamatz me'ehad mehem shneim enechadim aitama kolonami b'neh. Same story. They all come from the same house. So therefore, quote Abaye, since they're all coming for the same minhad, they're all connected to each other. So no matter which item I take the comments from, the other two become asurim.
Why do I eat from the first one?
You can't eat from the first one. Quote Abaye.
Shenehem. Those are Shenehem.
I take the comments. That's what it means. When I take from the comments of this one, right. The other two that it's coming to be matir remain be isur. Of course, it's because it's also. Because bottom line, you're taking the comments from more than esaron. Yeah, but what do you mean? How is two connected to three? But b'ktah had same house, all coming from the same minhag. That's the point. That's why you can't eat it. That's why you can't eat it.
Which one?
Can eat because of the new rules that it cannot be
more than right. Point is, Abaye holds they all connected. Last point. Matkif la. We gotta get to the Mishnah.
No.
Matkif la, the papa. Vishirayim dide. This is your point. Vishirayim dide mianechalim. Oh. But its own shirayim, it says, can be eaten. Which means you just told me you can't eat. So we understand you can't eat it. But it says clearly that papa, shirayim dide mianechalim. Which is, I took comments from, let's say, number one. Okay? So you told me, oh, I took from one. That's, like you said, out of bounds. You took too much comments. You took comments on too much. Not gonna matir anything. But itself, the shiraim of one, I can eat. Gemara says, what do you mean? Va'ika danka de comments de lo karif. What danka? Danka is a sixth. Hare yeshishit ma comments shenu li karev. Why? שמאחר וכל שלושת החצאים זקוקים לקומץ להתירם באכילה. Each one needs its own קומץ. אתה מתיר לאכילה. שייך הקומץ לכולם. ואפילו לחצי הנוסף של... Even the part that's not part of the night, you gotta do a קומץ now. ואם כן, שליש מהקומץ, a third of the קומץ, שהוא כנגד אותו החצי הנוסף, פסול. Which means, when I'm taking the קומץ over here, this kumis is one third for this, one third for this, one third for this. So the one third that belongs to the extra half, So that's going to posel to make me eat the shirai. V'imken shlish makom shukerig l'toratzin nusaf pasul. And therefore, how can it be matir the shirayim? One time. In the way they're looking at it, it sounds like, is, so what? When I'm taking a comment from this, so therefore, they're all connected, let's say. So you're telling me I can't eat from any of them. Why? Because basically, there would be a way to eat from it. If I took a comment from each one separately, that sounds like it would be matir. But when I'm taking a comment from this, so therefore I'm taking a comment from more than the shi'ud, that doesn't work. But I can eat the shiraim of this one. Why can't I eat the shiraim of this one? Part of the comments that I took is connected the extra half, the extra saron. That really doesn't need the comments b'klal. It's as if to say, part of this comments is pasul. Mm-hmm. And once part of this comments is pasul, how can it matir the shiraim? I read it inside again. Look at the... HaGemara korit leshlish zesh. It's really a third. That's our problem.
Yeah, I don't see the
60. It says it. HaGemara korit leshlish zesh shishit. Mishum shekaasher hu mitchalek ben shnei ha-chatzaim, ha-keshirim shel ha-mincha, kol echad mekabel shishit. Mishum again. Shekaasher hu mitchalek ben shnei ha-chatzaim, ha-keshirim. Which means, when you take this third, and you divide it amongst the next two, it'll be a sixth each. It's like they're looking at each third is divided by the other two. So it's calling it a sixth.
Yeah.
But the point is, this is a third.
So they're considering half of each of the seconds as good. They're not considering one is good and one is, each two third, is good and one is bad. One is good and half
each,
of one
each,
is good
each part,
half
each part of one is good. A third of this one, a sixth of this one, a sixth of this one, a sixth of this one, and the other sixth.
Rabbi, can I?
Yeah, please.
This one is 100% good. This one is half good. This one is half good. So when he takes it, the third of this one is good.
Good.
A sixth of this one is no good, and a sixth of this one is no good.
Okay, where's the other third?
Yeah. It's good. It's the good between the two. You know, saying like we're imagining that one of these is
extra. A third.
It's not. It's, I'm saying, took it in as wholes. This is the one I'm taking the kimyasa from. This one, all the flour is good. Now I have two other piles. We're imagining that one is good and one is not good.
Fine.
It's not like that. Half of this is good and half of that is good.
Okay,
so when he makes a kimitzah, one third is for this, one third is for this, and one third is for this. But half of this third is no good because half of this flour is no good. You getting it? And that makes it a six.
Why is half of this flour no good?
Because it's extra. These two are extra. We're not sure which one's extra.
Okay, fine.
So half, put
them together. Half of this is okay, but the
one... Right, okay, we don't know which one. Fine, so I'm saying, so that's why it's one is six, because it...
I got it. The point is like this. How could you tell me that I take the comments from this, that I can eat the shirayim? I understand why I can't eat these items, because I'm taking more isaron, and the comment doesn't hit for those items. And according to Abaye, it's all in the same house, and therefore no good. But how could you even eat the comments from what you took from? How did you not become mutar? Why? Because Baal, when I took the comments for this, in this comments, part of it is for the extra item. And that comments for the extra item is really not comments. You don't need to take for the extra item. So it's a comments that's pasul. Once part of it is pasul, it can amati the shirayim. So Gemara says... Good question. Another question. Matkif la Rabbi Yitzhak Mered Rav Mesharshia. The comments gufeh kikarim ha'ika taltin cholin. Okay, similar question.
Yeah.
What do you do with the comments? Put on the mizbeah. Oh, how can you put on the mizbeah? A third of it. Right, now we go back to a third. A third of it is pasul, because bottom line, like we just learned, you're taking the comments for itself. It's for him, for the next guy. Bottom line, part of the comments is pasul. Not only how could the shirayim become mutar, but how could they batir it? Amar Abashe, komets bedatat de kohen talya milta, kohen kekamitz, arsaron kekamitz. How does the komets work? It's all what the kohen's thinking about. And therefore, when he takes the komets, his kavana is, I'm taking it for an arsaron. And therefore, not the extra. And therefore, the shirayim of that item of the hatzi shekamazon kalim shekent kimitzak shirayim. Wow, which means, yeah, but you have extra stuff in there. That extra stuff is not called.
Not extra stuff.
No, he took it only for Asarot Shebo. So therefore, he didn't have in mind for the extra. So it's not in there.
Right.
So therefore, the Kometz is 100% Kometz for Asarot. And therefore, the Shiraim is
good on that one.
Good on this one.
And half a good.
And whatever. Half of these are good also. Because Parliament is only half a Asarot. Oh, it's mixed. It's mixed. This, so we don't know how you're going to eat the half of this one, half of this one. Okay, fine. Half of this one, half of this one. So you don't eat them. You can't eat them because I don't know which part. I can eat this one because this one, bottom line, the sure this one is good. The sure this one because Matir. Wow. Let's just read that inside. Number one. He could decide, I want two to mashlim the mincha, or I want three to mashlim. Okay, he doesn't want to ruin the comments. So Mr. Tamai only chose one of them. The fikah can be sagged the shira. Have comments to the tara. They're all no good. It says, all no good. But it says the first one is good. First one is good. Well, how can the first one be good? How can the first one be good? Because you have the problem with the other one. The queen only is coming up for comments. For Asaron. So therefore, the right shiur. And he has something for this half and one of those two. So the comments can mati the shirayim. The comments can go on the mizbayah. Yeah, but which one of these two can I eat? I don't know which one the Kohen, he didn't tell me. So therefore, these two are going to be forbidden. Mashenken, the first one will be mutar.